The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
For a guy who spent much time in silent pictures, Charlie Chaplin had some interesting things to say. Like, a day without laughter is a day wasted. You'll never find a rainbow if you're looking down. And my personal favorite, the biggest thing you can say is elephant. He also surmised that a man's true character comes out when he's drunk. These are all charming sayings, but easy to poke holes in. I've had very productive days with nary a good larf. I've been near a mountaintop and seen a rainbow below in the distance. And speaking of mountains, I can say Everest, and it's certainly bigger than an elephant. But our friends in research at Purdue University and the University of Missouri have concluded that Chaplin may have been correct about our true nature shining through when we're bombed big time. Now, I can hear you thinking, I can't really, but if I could, you might be saying, "Whoa up there, cowboy. How many times have I woke up thinking, wow, I sure hope I didn't say or do anything stupid last night?" Well, a psychological scientist conducting the new study concluded that what others see when you're drunk is generally what they get, a more real version of yourself. The research involved 150 volunteers who were given a survey 2 weeks before the big experiment. They were asked to assess their own character traits, which they displayed when they were sober, and those they exhibited when they were juiced. During the test 2 weeks later, the subjects divided into two groups. The first group were given vodka and Sprite. Ooh. The second were given just Sprite. They were told to drink continuously while carrying out various tasks while being observed by a neutral, sober third party. Lastly, the subjects were asked to rate their own behavior during the test. Those given alcohol all believed they were less conscientious, agreeable, and more extroverted when they were drunk. Funny thing is, the neutral observers didn't see any difference between the vodka drinkers and the pop drinkers in terms of behavior or attitude. Which is great, I suppose, but I still don't see how my drunk self is more real than my sober self. I guess more research is needed, but vodka and Sprite, please. I'm Cal Cote. Sip on this, another debut from the forthcoming Doctor Strange dub by Dub Colossus. Again, we're proud to be among the world's first to share this music just for you. From World Beat Canada.
We'll be right back. si acaso se acaba el mundo. Todo el tiempo he de aprovechar. Corazón de vagabundo, voy buscando mi libertad. He viajado por la tierra y me he dado cuenta de que donde no hay odio ni guerra, el amor se convierte en rey. Tuve muchas experiencias y he llegado a la conclusión que perdida la inocencia, en el sur se pasa mejor. Para hacer bien el amor hay que venir al sur. Para hacer bien el amor iré donde estás tú. Sin amantes, ¿quién se puede consolar? Sin amantes, esta vida es infernal. Para hacer bien el amor hay que venir al sur. Lo importante es que lo hagas con quien quieras tú. Y si te deja, no lo pienses más. Búscate otro más bueno. Dicen que el amor es amigo de la locura, pero a mí que ya estoy loca es lo único que me cura. ¿Cuántas veces la inconsciencia rompe con la vulgaridad? Venceremos resistencias para amarnos cada vez más. Tuve muchas experiencias y he llegado a la conclusión que perdida la inocencia, en el sur se pasa mejor. Para hacer bien el amor hay que venir al sur. Para hacer bien el amor iré donde estás tú. Sin amantes, ¿quién se puede consolar? Sin amantes, esta vida es infernal. Para hacer bien el amor hay que venir al sur. Lo importante es que lo hagas con quien quieras tú. Y si te deja, no lo pienses más. Búscate otro más bueno. Al sur, lo importante es que lo hagas con quien quieras tú. Y si te deja, no lo pienses más. Búscate otro más bueno. Vuélvete a enamorar. Búscate otro más bueno. Vuélvete a enamorar. Búscate otro más bueno.
Claviar helping out Jose Luis Pardo. I don't know if you've ever seen Venezuela's Los Amigos Invisibles live, but he just has so much fun on stage. He's a guitar player. He's also DJ Afro. And in this particular machination, he's Orquestra Discotheque and Hey K Venir al Sur. Dub Colossus before that from the forthcoming Doctor Strange dub by Nick DeBula Page. Formerly of Transglobal Underground, one of the pioneers, the forefathers of World Beat, and his Dub Colossus project has been very successful for him, and this is brand new for 2019. It's not coming out until January, and we're lucky enough to have a sneak listen just for you from World Beat Canada of Fight Back. This is Los Furios from Vancouver and Tsunami.
your own backyard.
Beat, beat, check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
And stick around because we have a very special guest that's recognized from Mayday, who are debuting their new album, South of Fifth. November 9th at the St. James Hall, it's the CD release of Unrelated by Early Spirit. That's a new project by Jay Knutson, who is one of the very original members of Spirit of the West. And you can contact the Rogue Folk Club for more information about that concert. Fiesta Africana comes back in November and December with DJ Mark Fournier spinning the very best in contemporary global music, along with resident percussionist Yoro Nkuzi. And that's on November 10th and December 8th. The Vino and Forte Concerto is coming, featuring Ivan Tutsikov from Tambura Rasa and Ariana White. That's November 11th at the Gold Core Stage at the BMO Theater Center. And Caravan World Rhythms, Slivovica Productions, and Transformation Projects proudly present the Table Songs Festival, Friday, Saturday, November 16th and 17th at the Russian Hall, 600 Campbell Avenue, featuring entertainment from Georgia with 145, they're just south of us in Seattle, from Macedonia and Serbia, Zlatna Mountain and Friends from Hungary, Foras Banda from England, Princeton Porch Party, and there will be a catered Eastern European meal as well. Montreal guitarist Roberto Lopez is on deck with Quiebra Canto. Straight ahead on World Beat Canada. Glad to have you along. I'm Cal Coat.
Thank you. would dance, but Papi won't let me.
This is for those who want to know what Lupita wants.
Say, say, say.
This is not the end. This is for those who want to know what Lupita wants.
This is not the end.
Lupita wants her world beat from World Beat Canada.
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 Top of the mountain. That's from San Antonio, Texas, Patricia Vaughn, and some great guitar work by Del Castillo, a real roadhouse burner, called City is Alive. Roberto Lopez before that, and Quiebra Canto. We have May Day coming up with Recognize, and he's going to talk about their new release, South of Fifth from Miami, Florida. But time for your touch of the familiar, and you'll recognize this riff. It belonged to Free many, many years ago, and Alpha Blondie from the Ivory Coast has a way of taking these classic guitar riffs and turning them into very cool reggae numbers. This is Hey Jack, Alpha Blondie, your touch of the familiar from World Beat Canada.
Looking through my windows, my
Now, he calls it Hey Jack. That's Alpha Blondie with your touch of the familiar. Hey, here's an idea. If you want to subscribe to our e-blast, comes out weekly every Friday. And if you look in the sidebar, we list some really cool new videos that are coming out. And Alpha Blondie has one for Whole Lot of Love. Now, that's something as well. I can't wait to get my hands on the audio track. We have Recognized standing by from May Day to tell us all about Miami's South of Fifth. Stay tuned. This is World Beat Canada, and I'm Cal Coat. As fall colors and a chill snap in the air relegate summer to memory, May Day takes us back to the beach with South of Fifth, their favorite Miami spot for Caribbean vibes, boom bap, hip-hop, pop, rock, and R&B. MC Recognized is on the line with the word. Congrats on the new album. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, my brother? Thanks so much, man. I appreciate you having me.
Oh, it's good having you with us. Tell us about the local favorite beach, South of Fifth.
Yeah, man, South of Fifth is, if you've ever been to Miami Beach, it's a huge tourist destination, and it's very, there's a lot of traffic on the beach. So when you are local in the area, there's a very small, slice of beach that you can go to that is kind of a little bit like off the beaten path. So
right.
That would be south of Fifth Street, and that's where, all the kids when we were growing up would go and, skip school and go over there and hang out. You wanted to have a beach day, you wanted to get a little surfing or whatever. That would be the kind of the area that we would head to. So when we talked about doing an island album or an island-inspired beach album, we wanted to kind of make the perfect beach playlist, and it seemed like the perfect fit to dedicate it to South of Fifth.
Perfect. While Florida may have been the inspiration for South of Fifth, the 2016 tour with Cali's The Dirty Heads also made an impact on May Day. What was special about that experience for you?
Oh, man. What we loved about that tour is it was definitely our first introduction to touring in the reggae market. And it was with a group like Dirty Heads, which had like such a cool hybrid sound, which is, mm-hmm. you know, it wasn't that they were all traditional reggae, and it wasn't that they were all pop or rock or hip-hop. They were kind of just like a very eclectic blend of all those things, which is kind of what we consider ourselves. So when we saw the reaction we were getting from that crowd, before we had even decided to kind of change our sound for this new album, we decided like it was kind of a no-brainer. And we just love the energy out there. It's such a cool, like, welcoming vibe. So we really wanted to get, you know, further into that realm.
You and Burns provide the flow over the band's dubby one-drop grooves. What kind of topics inform your rap?
We kind of always started with a conversation. We just kind of, you know, we always go into the studio every day, treat it like your regular 9-to-5 job, that we just kind of go in every day and make music regardless of whether or not we have a deadline or an album on the books. Mm-hmm. And it always kind of just starts with a conversation, what's going on in our friends' lives, in our families' lives, and what we've seen in the news. Well, you know, because we're MCs and we have a hip-hop background, I feel like that instructs us to be very, like, well-informed when it comes to pop culture and what's going on in the world. So we have a lot of, like, topics to draw from every day, especially with the rate of information that's coming to us through social media. So it always just starts with a simple chat, and then kind of escalate it from there.
You mentioned going into the studio every day. You've recorded 5 albums in Little Havana at Papa's House Studios. The place obviously works for the band. What's special about it for you?
Just got a great energy. Little Havana has, like, just electric, man. It's like, it also kind of makes you feel like you're in a different country, you know? It's like, it doesn't even feel like Florida. It feels like Cuba. So it's like there's so many Latin influences and so much cool stuff going on out in the street that it just really lends itself to, like, a creative spirit, a creative vibe. And then what's cool about the studio we're in now, these last 4 or 5 years, is we've built up a collection of other artists and producers that rent space in the same office, basically. So there's about 4 or 5 different factions that are all there creating at once. So when you walk in, it's hard to not kind of catch a spirit and just want to, like, create, because when you walk in there, it's like a factory. There's just stuff going on everywhere.
So does that result in collaborations and stuff?
Most definitely, yeah. One of the crews that are in there are called the Pushers, and they're their production crew, and they've produced a ton of records with us in the past couple of years. And then there's another producer in there named Harris, who we work with regularly. And yeah, it's very, very inducive of, very conducive to collaboration. You know, it's everybody kind of peeks into other room and then trade ideas. And when you need a certain instrument or a certain voice on there, you kind of just can roam around to find what you're looking for.
That's great. World Beat Canada is on the air with Recognize. Their complete tour sked is online at maydayonline.com. Now, there's also a Taiwanese band called Mayday, so be careful when you search what you search for. Have you ever run into a situation where you're playing a club for a bunch of curious Taiwanese people?
You know, it's hilarious that you mentioned that. We actually, after all these years, just had that happen to us for the first time ever in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And there was a nice family with their young daughter, and you could tell that they didn't look like our normal fans. And they asked someone in the front row, like, Mayday, and they showed the picture of the Taiwanese band. And they actually stayed for, like, majority of our set. And then there was another group that day that showed up, because I think the advertising just wasn't super clear. And they stayed through the whole show. We met them after, and they were like, yeah, we kind of, you know, we came to see what we thought was a different group, and we loved the show so much, we just stayed for the whole thing.
That's cool. I hope they got one of your t-shirts to give to the other band.
Oh, man, yeah, we brought them backstage after and took pictures with them, because we liked that they stayed and gave us the energy, and it was cool. It was like a happy accident. Some people would just get mad and leave, whereas these people had open minds, and they listened to our music, and, you know, they found something new, which we're champions of, so we wanted to show them love after the show.
That's what it's all about, discovering something new. So you may have heard that Canada just became the largest country in the world to legalize weed. Would that entice you to cross the border with Mayday?
We did hear that, and it would definitely entice pretty much everybody that's in the van. I think definitely the majority of the crew here is very fans of that, yeah, I think what's cool for me also is, like, we've crossed the border a few times, and also it's always a bit of a tense experience. So I'm personally hoping that it makes it a little bit more relaxed, because a lot of times that's kind of what they're stressing about, is, you know, weed charges and stuff like that. And a lot of artists have, you know, do smoke.
Sure.
So I think it'll be nice if maybe that relaxes the border just a tad.
Yeah, I'd like that too. Hey, my personal fave from South of Fifth is a little different for you guys. It's called Lifetimes. Recognize, thanks for your time. Can you set this one up on the way out? And my thanks to the rest of the band, okay?
We are planning to come up there and do a full Canadian run. So hopefully we'll be hopping that border for a full run soon. And yeah, this is Lifetime coming up off South of Pig. It's one of our favorite tracks. We have a really cool, trippy video for it on YouTube. It's produced by Danny Keith and the homie Frankie. And yeah, here it is, Lifetime off South of Pig.
With a beef's known to be lethal. Hit survival's like a free throw. My beach is super sweet though. Like Normandy, better reload. If you're born to be for the people, you can be orderly and beach slow. What you thought this was, utopia? Well, guess again. Cause in these times, you trying to fly is not something I would recommend. I dream a better place and better things for all my better friends. But it's gonna be a while before we're better men. I told my shrink I was a sinner. Told my priest I was a god body. Told a groupie I was in a Christian band and I had a drink from his god's body. Programmed like Blade Runner. Living life in the same summer. On a sand strap like Game Hunter. Trying to rap for bread like it ain't butter. Been plugged up and wired in. Prime time for the violins. Signed up for the cryogen. Now vibe out to my violins. See, I've been trying to find out how to live forever. But at first we must learn how to live together. Cause we got
lifetimes to go.
I don't see no hoverboards. Ain't seen no peace in the east. Don't see an end to these wars. I still see people going hungry after begging for more. Still see zombies on my block soon as I walk out my door. Better know it's business as usual. Yes, the struggle is beautiful. We keep feeding this machine, giving it something computable. We still raise on these sodas. Water costs too much for us. And still controlling populations and still chopping down forests. The trees are burned, earned warrants. Daddy still in storage. We keep fighting for food to eat and still feel malnourished. Why we still afraid of the police and scared of the 12 jurors? Why they're still giving us diseases if they say they ain't cured us? They still ain't hurt us. My thirst so murderous. They've been trying to buy my soul and then employ my services. Every single place I look, I still don't see no sign that we done leveled up and freed our minds. We got it's the
lifetimes to go.
Lifetimes to go.
to Texas, this time to Austin, for the funky Latin sounds of Brownout, the alter ego of Grupo Fantasma, and the title track from their album Aguilas and Cobras, or Eagles and Cobras. To the high north for the music of the Jerry Cans from Iqaluit in Nunavut. We cover a lot of ground on this program. It's World Beat Canada, and it's all yours. I'm Cal Cook.
This is Andrew from the Jerry Cans. You've discovered the best global grooves in the Great White North from World Beat Canada.
de mon levant, je détenais déjà la force du verbe. Alors que l'Occident n'était que tribu en herbe. Vous m'avez détruit, arraché mon cœur dans la nuit. Sous le feu et la mitra, j'ai survécu à cette pluie. Toujours prête à mourir mais ne jamais subir. Rien n'a pu être pire que le destin de mon empire. Vert comme les cèdres, symbole de cette terre qui a nourri mes pères depuis des millénaires. Rouge comme le sang qui n'a cessé de couler, de s'en retourner droit vers sa terre souillée. Balayer le passé n'est pas si facile, tant que la vie ne tient encore qu'à un fil. Beyrouth écœurée, elle bouge mutilée. La cloche de mon église en vaste chant du minaret, dans la sérénité en toute paix. Et cela pour l'éternité. La patrie infime du savoir ultime, ouverte à tous les vents de pensée.
Pour être réfugié
de l'art phénicien à la sagesse
des arabes initiés.
Fine lame de l'Orient après sept tremblements, malgré ses 6000 ans et les blessures d'antan. Dédié à Allah, le tout puissant seul, Dieu des chrétiens et des mahométans. Fini la foudre, la poudre, que Dieu puisse m'absoudre. Roquettes, armes lourdes, snipers qui tirent à vue. Sous la pluie des bombes qui tombent et dans la nuit mon âme a grandi. Désormais l'harmonie règne dans mes veines. Benz, BM, bricolage, dollars et vanipiers. Madina al-Habayi bi Habiba, ya aghla min rahna al-Dami.
Dramatic stuff. That is North African roots in the hands of France's Arabic subculture. They're called Clotaire K, and we heard Beyrouth Ekouri. My thanks to Recognize from Mayday for a little slice of South of Fifth. We're produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. I hope you're checking out Kelth and a Twist with Patricia Fraser. Both podcast broadcasts are available free at the iTunes store. If you do go there, please write us a quick review and that'll move us up the list. Also, you'll find them at the homepage, worldbeatcanada.com, your one-stop shop for all things contemporary global music. Our last sound will go to Xavier Rudd from his brand new album, Storm Boy, and Keep It Simple. And remember this from Mahatma Gandhi, an eye for an eye only ends up making the whole world blind.
To the middle, keep your eye on the prize and keep the messages alive. See, the prescription for the people is the chance to keep it equal, keep the vibe in the tribe and keep them centered in their pride. Let's walk together hand in hand, my good friend, and buckle up slowly from the depths of what we've seen, what's being said. cells in which we live, and often imprisoned by the mind and the fear of genocide. Now be it Hitler, be it ISIS, be it Taliban, pick your crisis. Domination of the nations, never thought about creation. Let's walk together hand in hand, my good friend. Bubble up slowly from the depths of what we've seen, what's been said. Let's walk together hand in hand, my good friend. And bubble up slowly from the depths of what we've seen, what's been said. And simple from the outside to the middle. Keep your eye on the prize and keep the messages alive. See, the prescription for the people is the chance to keep it equal. Keep the vibe in the tribe and keep them centered in their pride. Let's walk together hand in hand, my good friend. Bubble up slowly from the depths of what we've seen and what's been said.
Calcopyrite Communications.